Hello and welcome to the program. Today we continue in our series in the book of John, talking about 12 people. We're looking at Judas Iscariot. John 6, verse number 70, Jesus said, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" We're going to look at that. Have your Bible ready. Judas is mentioned twice in the book of Matthew, once when he's listed with the disciples and then when he betrayed him. He's also mentioned twice in Mark in exactly the same way. Then he's mentioned once in Luke, where he's simply put in there with a list of disciples. And it's interesting to note that in the Bible, when the disciples are listed, Judas is always listed last. The most information we have concerning Judas is found in the book of John. We find few recorded words of Judas Iscariot in the Bible. We also find that he completely fooled all of the other disciples. He traveled with them for 3 years. He heard the sermons of the Son of God, saw the miracles, and died a lost man. In Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21, Judas was there when Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." What a terrible thing for Judas to have all those opportunities and end up dying and going to hell. Today we're living in a day when we have replaced the plan of salvation with a simple vote for Jesus, say yes and you can go. No, that's not true. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Paul said that God commands all men everywhere to repent. There's not simply voting for Jesus that gets us into heaven. You can put the right information in a computer and it'll vote for Jesus, but it will not go to heaven. Listen very carefully to the message in this song and make it your prayer. "Search me, O God, and know my heart today."
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way. From every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. I burn with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. My poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, yourself and try. I now surrender, Lord, in me all life. Oh, Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival, spark a work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. Blessing now, O Lord, I humbly plead.
I'm reading in John chapter 6, verse number 2. It says, "And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased." A great multitude following. Why? Because they saw the miracles. Then we read in verse number 28, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Yeah, they're saying, really, we would like to get in on these miracles. We could get a great following too. Well, then in verse number 66, we read, after he told them what working the works of God really was, we read in verse 66, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." As a matter of fact, in the next chapter, we read in verse number 1 that they sought to kill him. Well, great multitudes. God is not impressed with great multitudes. We have a lot of that going on today with the same kind of hypocrisy contrary to the Word of God. For instance, Joel Osteen, he's got this Lakewood Church, so-called. It's not a church. It's a big group of people meeting together for a free Dale Carnegie course. They have a 16,000-seat auditorium. He makes a salary of $200,000 a year, plus the books and stuff. Some estimated over $40 million he makes. He has a mansion worth $10.5 million that has 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 5 fireplaces, 3 elevators, a pool house, and a guest house. And he preaches a prosperity gospel, which says if you do the right thing, God will give you all kinds of blessings. And to him, blessings is all this materialistic stuff. He preaches a very positive message, a very feel-good message, never really preaching the whole counsel of God. If we compare him to Jesus or the disciples or even A.W. Tozer, who lived in recent years and has since gone home to be with the Lord, he took no salary, he did not even have a car, and he wrote over 60 books and took no royalty from those books whatsoever. Quite a difference here. The multitudes? No, he didn't have a great multitude, but he had a great influence in this world, A.W. Tozer. Well, Jesus looked at his disciples after they all went away, the crowd, and he said in verse 67, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Now, we read in verse 67, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away?" The 12, that phrase is mentioned 7 times in the New Testament. And so the 12 were present, including Judas Iscariot, for that Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 through 7, where we have a tremendous, tremendous message for those who would be real followers of Jesus Christ. Judas Iscariot heard it all. He traveled with the Lord for 3.5 years, as we said, heard the messages, saw the miracles, and died a lost man. In verse 68, Jesus didn't say, well, Peter, you've answered correctly. You've got it straight. You know who I am. He didn't say that. What did he say? When Peter said, let me go back and say what Peter said. Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. How did Jesus respond to that? He didn't say, well, Peter, you're right. You got it straight. You're really growing spiritually here. No, what he said in verse number 70 was, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. What he's saying is here, Peter, what do you mean we believe? Speak for yourself. One of you is a devil. Well, as we mentioned, there are a few recorded words of Judas Iscariot, but one of them is found here in chapter 12. We read in verse number 1, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Now here we come, Judas Iscariot. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. This is what he said. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? And that's one of the recorded statements of Judas Iscariot. The Bible says in verse 6, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Now, the next story we have is 2 days before the Passover, and we'll see the tremendous influence that this statement had on the disciples that he made 6 days before the Passover. In Matthew 26, verse 1, we read, and it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now notice in verse 6 it says, Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. This is not the same story where Mary anointed his feet. This is not even the same house. This is the house of Simon the leper. Well, we see here that when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Where did they get that idea? They got it a couple of days earlier from Judas Iscariot, who said the same thing. Verse 9 says, for this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. That's what Judas Iscariot had said. In verse 10, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily, verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. Now the disciples were all there and listening to what was happening here, and they saw what happened here. And we read then, verse 14, one of the disciples, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and here's the next recording we have of what he said. Verse 15, he said unto them, what will you give me that I may deliver him unto you? And they coveted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Then in Matthew 26, verse number 49, when Judas came with that tribe to get Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, we read, "And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him." What a hypocrite. Hail, Master. The final recorded words of Judas we find in Matthew 27, beginning to read at verse 3. "Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders." Here's his last words, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to it." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. So we have a hypocrite that traveled with Jesus and the other disciples for 3.5 years. He really looked good. He seemed to be very committed to the task. It was an unpopular thing to associate with Jesus and the disciples at that time, but Judas did it. He looked so good they even put him in charge of the money. We find he preached sermons, he healed the sick, he influenced the disciples to do wrong, and the bottom line here for you and I is these things happened unto them, but they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Remember, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Make sure you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We are going to play this message in song again. It's very important. Make it your prayer today. Search me, O God, and know my heart today.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. Supply.